Here we are in the congressional corner with Vermont's only congressman, Congressman Peter Welch, a terrific guy. If I ever saw anybody in Congress who really did it right, he's it. Okay, so you're seeking transparency from the Health and Human Services people on the race to create a COVID vaccine. Why? And I have to say, Peter Welch, that has occurred to me too. Who gets the contracts? That's a lot of money.
It's billions and billions of dollars, and we are all in on doing innovative things and arrangements with folks who can help us get that virus vaccine. And that includes Big Pharma, all right? But let's not be pell-mell into a big ripoff. That's the bottom line. We know that when there's an emergency, you've got to do extraordinary things to try to address the urgent need, but that's the moment of opportunity for massive greed. And the only antidote to that is put things on the table, just level. What is it? If we're going to give Moderna billions of dollars, what's the terms of the deal? What are they going to do? How are they going to do it? What information are they going to provide? And then most importantly, since the taxpayer, and this is critical, 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 since the taxpayer is putting up all the financial risk, make certain that we get the benefit of the low price, because essentially the investor here is the American taxpayer. I support us doing that, but I don't support us getting ripped off on the other end where we don't get the benefit of, in effect, being the owners and investors in that vaccine that's going to be essential to us. So part of transparency is what's the deal if we're successful on getting a vaccine when it's been paid for entirely by the U.S. taxpayer.
What about the rest of the world? I was very disturbed, Peter, by the allegation that the Russians and the Chinese were trying to steal the formula from us. You know, it seems to me this is a worldwide pandemic. If ever there's a time that the Americans ought to be helping everybody around the world, and probably for nothing, this is it. What do you think?
Well, I think two things. First of all, I think Russia and China are outrageous, and we know that, and we've got to fight them and resist, for instance, Russian interference in our elections, which is continuing. I remember talking at a hearing with Mueller, where he said he expected this would be the new normal, Russian interference, and now interfering on the vaccine. It's just what they do, and we've got to fight that, and we've got to resist it. China has made a practice and a policy of stealing intellectual property, and that's an area where we are united, Republicans and Democrats, in pushing back on China. So we've got to fight that. Now, the other thing, though, that we're not doing, and this is number two, we have to have a coordinated response. In previous administrations, Republican or Democrat, it would be the Americans, the United States, that was leading the global response, both on trying to get the infection rate down and the march to a vaccine. And, of course, President Trump has abdicated that role to the detriment of everybody, because cooperation here is much better than competition.
As a student, Peter Welch, of the vaccine development, there are a number of vaccines out there, and I know that you've been thinking about this. How are we deciding which one to use?
We've got it. This is where we actually have to have faith in science and faith in our experts. And this is why transparency is so important, because if they're promoting something and giving us a conclusion that this, hey, will work, then that in normal scientific approach, your findings and the evidence that you are basing your findings are would be revealed to the scientific community for critique, analysis, and evaluation. So it's, the politicians are the absolute last people that should be making judgments on the efficacy of a proposed vaccine. What we should be doing is A, appropriating the money, and B, insisting upon transparency so the full rigor of scientific assessment can be applied. Now, I do support the new approach under these circumstances that the administration has taken in the effort to develop a vaccine. there are three phases to it, and they usually go one, two, three, but they're doing all three at once. And the risk is that some of these may be dead ends, but the upside is that if we get a vaccine that looks like it's going to work, then we'll have done one and two by the time we do three, and we'll be able to get that distributed much, much sooner. But transparency is the key, and reliance on experts and respecting science is the key.
Now, you've been promoting the House Democrats' infrastructure bill, and what does that bill do, and what's in it for Vermont?
There's a lot in it. First of all, number one, roads and bridges in airports. You know, they're all falling apart. The federal government hasn't had significant contributions to our highway trust fund for decades. That's one. Number two, our national parks, which is a big deal. It's not as big in Vermont, but around the country. Their infrastructure has fallen apart. Number three, the schools. We've got $100 billion in there to help our rural schools. And in Bennington, in Hoosick Falls, we've got schools that are old and need some help. We've got local property taxpayers that can't afford a bond. And we've got to provide some federal help to renovate those schools. So just from top to bottom, this bill is moving into legislative action as opposed to legislative talk. We know on a bipartisan basis we've got to put a lot of money into infrastructure investment. And finally, the House has passed a bill with $1.5 trillion that would do that. And the question is, will the Senate act? Frankly, I think if McConnell put it on the floor, or if Donald Trump, who's been for infrastructure and, in fact, has used a figure of $2 trillion, we could pass that. But if we don't pass it because of McConnell, it's a template for what we can do in January, depending on how the elections come out. We'll hit the ground running.
I got a very fast question for you, Peter Welch, and that is, a new report is out about the danger because of the pandemic that some mostly independent or private colleges are facing, including Bennington, I believe. Mm-hmm. Some of these are some of our best colleges in the country, you know, Bennington, Bard, some of these other places on this list. Is this a place where the feds ought to be helping out?
Absolutely. And in fact, in the HEROES Act, there's over $100 billion to help our schools reopen. And of course, we're talking elementary and high school, but our colleges as well. You know, we all want to reopen. We all want to do it safely. And we also know that if we're going to do it safely, it's going to take significant resources to make that happen. And it's everything from physical barriers to online equipment, and it may be related to personnel as well. And by the way, childcare is a really important part of reopening, especially for parents of kids who go to high school, grammar school, because those parents, if those schools can't open safely, may not be able to return to work and will have to stay home and homeschool. So the federal role here has to be, to help get the resources to our schools and our colleges to be able to reopen safely.
Peter Welch is a congressman from Vermont, the only one, two senators, one congressman. And how can that be? Well, that's just the way it is. So, Peter, thank you so much for being with us. So appreciate it.
Thank you.